Hello everyone, this is Hyunwoo-san.
Hello everyone, this is Kyunghun Choi.
And you are listening to
Talk to Me in Korean.
Welcome to TalkToMeInKorean.com's podcast. This is level 1, lesson number 2. So, last lesson was about
안녕하세요.
안녕하세요, which is hello.
Hello.
So, you learned how to say hello, hi, good morning, good afternoon, good evening to someone that you meet, your friends, your family members.
And we also learn how to say thank you. 감사합니다.
Yes, 감사합니다. I hope you remember 안녕하세요 and 감사합니다.
And thank you for listening to our second podcast. 감사합니다.
감사합니다. And in this lesson, after listening to the lesson in this podcast, what can our listeners do?
You can answer yes or no in Korean.
Wow, yes or no in Korean?
Yes.
It's very simple. Let's get right into it. So, how do you say yes in Korean?
네.
How do you say that again?
네.
네.
It's very short, right?
It's very short. Yeah. 네, 네.
네, 네.
It's very short and easy to remember. 맞아요?
네.
I just said 맞아요, but we're going to get into that later. And how do you say no in Korean?
아니요.
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 One more time.
아니요.
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 So yes or no is 네 or
아니요.
네.
아니요.
네.
아니요.
네, 아니요. Okay. So in Korean, as you know, there are politeness levels. And 네 and 아니요 are both in
존댓말, polite language
or formal language. But you know, 네 and 아니요 are so simple. We don't have to talk about these things in the podcast.
Of course they are simple.
But why are we talking about 네 and 아니요? We could just make a short video and then that's it.
Actually, it's a little bit strange. When I learned to English, I was really, really confused about it.
Yeah, we're going to talk a little bit about that. So in Korean, when people say 네, it is not exactly the same thing as yes in English. And the same goes for 아니요 too. Mm-hmm. So what do I mean?
Korean 네 expresses your agreement to what the other person said.
And the 아니요?
아니요 expresses your disagreement or denial to what the other person said.
Okay. I hope we're not making it sound like we're, I don't know, trying to confuse our listeners, but we're going to talk about an example. So, for example, if 경은 씨, I asked you, you don't like coffee or so you don't like tea or something, I can ask you a question in a negative sentence, right?
Yes. But my answer is, no, I don't like coffee. And I will say, 네.
네, 안 좋아해요.
네, 안 좋아해요.
So, when she's saying 네, it's the same thing as yes in the dictionary, but what she actually means in English would be no.
No, I don't like coffee. No.
No, right? So it is more accurate to put it this way. In Korean, when people say 네, it doesn't always mean yes, but it means more accurately.
That's right. I agree. Sounds good.
Or what you said is correct. And when people say 아니요, it means
that's not right.
Or I don't agree. Or what you said is not correct. Hope you get that. So 네 is basically that's right, you're right. And 아니요 is that's not right, you're not right, I don't agree.
Therefore, when you ask you don't like coffee in Korean, if the person answering doesn't like coffee, he or she will say no in English, but 네 in Korean.
And if the person does like coffee, he or she will say yes, but yes in English, but 아니요 in Korean. Let's give our listeners some examples. For example, if I say, do you like coffee? What would you say if you like coffee?
I can say, 네, 좋아요.
네, a positive question and a positive answer. But if I were to ask you, you don't like coffee? And you were to answer, no, I don't like coffee. Because you are agreeing to what I just said, what would you say?
I would say, 네, 안 좋아해요. No, I don't like coffee.
So that's why we said, it is confusing. So the equation of 네 equals yes and 아니요 equals no doesn't always work.
That's why I said it was confusing when I was learning English.
Exactly. It was very confusing for me too at first. So after practice, you will get used to it.
Yeah, just practice
like
a lot.
Just like we got used to the English way of saying yes and no, although we still make some mistakes sometimes, okay? And for now, although you heard words like 좋아해요, 안 좋아해요, please don't worry about the other parts of the sample sentences because we will eventually learn how to say those things anyway, okay?
Yeah, don't worry about it.
Don't worry about that. And just remember that the Korean system for saying yes and no is a little bit different from the English system, okay?
네.
Okay, so when you just said 네, did you mean yes or good? Or what did you mean?
I mean okay.
Okay, so 네 is yes, or that's right. But 네 is actually a very, very versatile word in Korean. It can be used in many places.
Yes.
Sometimes in too many places.
네. Oh.
So 경은 씨.
네?
You see, I just called her name 경은 씨, and she said 네.
네.
So it doesn't exactly mean yes or you're right, especially.
No.
If I were to call you 경은 씨, you wouldn't say you're right. So Korean people say 네 even when they don't mean to say yes or you're right. So let's look at the conversation that you can see in the PDF for this lesson and go through it together. So I'll be person A and you will be person B, 경은, okay?
네.
Okay, person A goes, you know what? I bought this book yesterday.
네.
And I really like it.
네.
But it's a bit too expensive.
네.
Do you know how much it was?
How much was it?
It was $100.
네.
So I paid the money with my credit card.
네.
But I still like it a lot because it's a book by 경은 채, one of the teachers at TalkToMeInKorean.com.
네.
So, although person B didn't sound very interested in what person A had to say, you get the idea. So when Korean people say 네, it can mean yes, or that's right, or you're right, but also...
I see.
I got it.
I'm here.
When someone calls you, yeah. That is. Or...
I understand.
Or, uh-huh, and etc.
So 네 is a multiplayer.
Yeah, it is quite a multiplayer. So if you watch a Korean movie or a TV show, you will see that people say 네, 네, 네 whenever they can. 네.
Yes.
Let's go over another imaginary conversation together in Korean. 안녕하세요, 경은 씨.
네, 안녕하세요.
네, 오늘 혹시 시간 있으세요?
네, 있어요.
제가 이따가 네. 친구들하고 저녁을 먹을 건데 네. 같이 가실래요?
네, 좋아요.
네.
근데 현우 씨, 네. 저 부탁이 있는데요.
네.
사실은 네. 제가 지갑을 안 가져와서
네?
돈을 좀 내주시면 안 돼요?
아니요. Okay, everyone got it? So the conversation wasn't exactly at the beginner level, but I hope you understood how often 네 is used and how versatile the usage of 네 is.
Don't worry about other things.
Right
just
now.
Just focus on 네, 네, 아니요.
네, 아니요 for now. So, because 네 and 아니요 are focused more on your agreement and disagreement rather than whether something is true or not, and also because 네 can mean I see or
I got it
or aha as well, Korean people often add this expression 맞아요 after
네.
So, I often say 네, 맞아요.
네, 맞아요.
And in English, that means yes, that's right.
This is in order to express more strongly and clearly that you are saying you're right rather than sounding like you are just passively listening while nodding.
네, 맞아요.
네, 맞아요.
So everyone, if I were to say 네, 네, 네 10 times, how would you know that I really mean yes, you're right, yes, I agree? So in order to do that, in order to show you that I really want to say yes rather than uh-huh, I see, I got it, I would often say 네, 맞아요.
네, 맞아요.
Okay. Now, before we finish, we want to have a look at this 네 one more time.
네, 네. 네 is amazing. It can be many things already, but it can also be, what did you say?
네. Let's imagine someone said something to you, but you couldn't hear the person well or you weren't paying much attention. So you can say, pardon me, or
I'm sorry.
Or you can even say, what did you say? But in Korean, you can do that very simply by saying 네.
네?
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 So, 경은 씨, when are you going to give me my money back?
네? What did you say?
When are you going to give me my money back?
What are you talking about? I don't understand.
So, everyone, this was an example. So, when you don't understand someone or when you are surprised, also, you can say 네?
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 So, it was just an example sentence, right?
Of course. You didn't borrow money from me.
Okay.
You were scared.
I was really, really surprised at it.
So I think that's it for today. We learned how to say yes and no in Korean and also how to say yes, you're right. How to emphasize yes,
네,
that's
맞아요.
Right. 네, 맞아요. So we learned
네,
which means yes and
아니요.
And that means no.
네, 맞아요.
And that means yes, you're right. All right, I hope you enjoyed this lesson. In the last lesson, we learned how to say hello.
안녕하세요.
And thank you.
감사합니다.
And today we learned how to say yes and no and yes, you're right. And now if you're wondering how to say goodbye, We're gonna learn that in the next lesson. So watch out for that, and okay. We'll be back really soon.
네.
So if you have any questions, please stop by talktomeinkorean.com and leave us questions.
We will be there to answer your questions.
Okay, 여러분, 감사합니다.
감사합니다. Bye-bye.
Goodbye. We can't say that in Korean yet, but in the next lesson, we will.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.